John Sprocket and the No Longer Useful Guides to Lawrence, Kansas, August 1863, by Colorado poet Robert Cooperman, read by Roger Netzer. That first time I was ordered by Captain Quantrill to shoot an abolitionist we'd kidnapped, leave him in the buffalo grass, I couldn't, even with my reputation for rage, him with a wife and daughter. Besides, he sat stoic as the Baptist about to lose his holy head when we shoved him onto the lead wagon loaded with provisions we'd taken from his dry goods store and told him to guide us, knowing what would happen when he grew unsure of the route. But like I said, he went quiet as a spy caught behind enemy lines, so as I couldn't backshoot him, let alone full in his face. That, unlike mine, wasn't grisly ripped. Instead, when I marched him into the peaceful waving grass, I knocked him down, blasted into the blue sky, and told him if he wanted his health to lie still for a good 10 minutes. But the next time, Captain sent Ben Sanders with me. Afterwards, he kicked the corpse like a tin can and unbuttoned his trousers to piss on the no-good slave-loving sumbitch. "Don't," I said softly as windless snow. Sanders backed away, told the captain the job was done, except the shot'll echo in my head till the day I die. But the third time, I didn't hesitate.